muscles like chimpanzee. But is this really the ride to luck for me? It all started with my noodle noggin some weeks after I took up jogging. After much huff and puff, I noticed that my legs got pretty buff. And I was like, aha, I knew it. This is how the bodybuilders do it. Nice and long sustain muscle strain. Of course, everyone will disagree with me. Go ahead, if you dare, ask me if I care. I lift dumbbells nonstop, front, bottom, and top. My exercise is 3 hours long, and I do stick out like I don't belong. But that has always been the case. I always kept to my own space. But yes, because I never lay or rest, I don't really have much of a gorilla chest. But I am almost ready to test bench press as a way to rest. I think it will work, and I won't feel like a dork. Laying down during my main workout is just not my route. So first, I closed the rest gaps, like joggers do in their labs. For me, non-stop was the only way, and it does not matter what anyone will say. I started with just 3 pounds per hand, and then increased, but only up to what my body could withstand, adding an extra hour and then two, once I thought I could push through. Yep, I am forced to stop every song or so, but that's only to help the blood flow. My muscles really don't get tired. They always work as required. And it is trail mix that serves my constantly self-replenishing energy reserves. Oh yes. I'm up to 20 pounds. But those are slow rounds. So I lift faster, some 2 pounds less, to burn up my fat excess. I switch to faster songs and dance a bit, and I feel a lot more fit. Just building the muscle like you're some kind of a castle may not be that great, especially if you need to lose fat weight. And hopping around is a great way to stretch and break through that plateau's edge. To be clear, just so that you really, really know, the only way to instruct your body to grow, the very idea at the bodybuilding core, is to always challenge it a tiny little bit more.